Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner entered the race for governor this week, taking on Governor Cuomo and three other potential candidates. The longtime Democrat will not run for the Democratic nomination, but is the candidate for a newly formed political movement. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Miner, coming to the race relatively late and with little money and name recognition outside of upstate New York, says she knows she faces an uphill battle.
Challenges are clearly there, and I am well aware of them. But so is the sense that this is an opportunity and a time for a message and a very when people are seeking out choices and saying that the system isn't working and we want something different. And so, for better or for worse, my path in life has always been the harder path.
Miner brings to the race her experience running the city of Syracuse for 8 years, where she says she often faced roadblocks of bureaucracy and red tape when she tried to improve the city's fortunes. She began her career working for the late Governor Mario Cuomo, the current governor's father, as a regional representative. Miner was a co-leader of the state Democratic Party under Andrew Cuomo, but they had a falling out over state aid to cities, and she wrote an op-ed in the New York Times which criticized Cuomo. Miner says the corruption charges against several former Cuomo associates and the ongoing trials for bribery and bid rigging in federal court helped her make up her mind to run. Miner will be seeking the governorship under the banner of a new party, the Serve America Movement, or SAM. It's made up of people disaffected with the major political parties after the 2016 election. Its board members have worked in the past for both Republicans and Democrats, including former President George W. Bush and Condoleezza Rice. Miner believes that the political sands are shifting fast and the traditional parties are disintegrating.
You can look at what we saw with Bernie Sanders, and for that matter with Donald Trump. More and more people who are saying the system is not working and it's hurting us. And people who were Bernie Sanders supporters weren't necessarily Democrats first and foremost. They were people who were driven by a sense that we should have a better outcome and we should have better results for people.
The former mayor's views fall somewhere in between liberal Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon and Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro. Miner, unlike Nixon, does not back expanding the state's millionaires' tax, saying she fears the wealthy who are facing new tax burdens under the federal Republican tax overhaul will leave the state. She says she raised the minimum wage for City of Syracuse employees to $15 an hour, but does not necessarily back a statewide minimum wage at that rate, saying there's a difference between Buffalo and Brooklyn. Miner says property taxes are too high. She blames unfunded state mandates like requiring spending on pensions and Medicaid. And she says if she were governor, she would cut the budget by getting rid of programs that aren't working, like economic development projects that have led to empty buildings and the corruption charges.
Let's look at the programs that don't work and our failures. First among them, economic development programs, and looking at the spending that has rewarded campaign contributors, rewarded boondoggle projects, and saying, we can't have that.
She says she'd take a hard look at the tax breaks for the film and television industries. A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo's campaign, Liz Smith, in a tweet called Miner's campaign a bizarre gambit. But Nixon and Molinaro welcomed Miner to the race. Nixon says her entry shows the extent of New York's disgust with Andrew Cuomo's corrupt boys club. Molinaro says Miner has been an outspoken critic of Cuomo's reckless administration of this state, and he says it's no surprise that the race for governor is now a four-way contest. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.